Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse. We have so much energy because we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show. Actually, not the middle. We're in the second segment of the Christina Liu show. And Christina was talking about social media, and there's nothing wrong in that conversation. So ahead, Christina. I mean, I think many people feel the same way you feel.
I think it's like I'm always torn, right? Because I toe the line of like wanting to be informed, and I feel like social media is great because you can get these short little things. But unfortunately, like I said, just as the regular media might have its own spin on things, social media can also have its own spin on things. So it's like you really just don't know. And it's a lot. And like I said, at the end of the day, I think real change will come, as we had said, when people could actually have a conversation and just listen to the other person. And, you know, sometimes they might bring up a point that might change your way of thinking,
right?
You know, and alter it. Not saying you have to agree with everything, you know. So I think it's just, at the end of the day, it's treating people with kindness, and listening, and hopefully, maybe this will create a better world for everyone. So I'm going to try and be hopeful on that. But that's my spiel on that. And I just wanted to quickly get to, it's called pinktie.org.
Pink tiger.
Tie, like a tie.
Pink like tie.
A necktie.
I just looked it up on his thing. So that's which I think is pink. Cool. So that's a nice positive thing because we're going to keep it positive.
Yeah, and we should talk about that pink tie because it's easy for the seniors and they're doing good work.
Yeah, and you could
anybody,
even
not just for the seniors.
You could text a phone number, your name, location, and a pickup time, and it happened. So I think that's really cool for the Long Island food pantries.
That's amazing. Otto, I just want to go back to something you had said in the earlier segment about people calling you a Nazi and you know, Japanese people were interred during the war, but of course you weren't because you walk down the street and I do and Christina and nobody knows the difference between any of us. I have a lot of Jewish friends and I have one woman who I'm a dear friend with who, her father, I mean, she's 81. So her father, you know, it's a long, long time ago. He had passed away. But when she was young, they lived in the city. And, you know, Jewish people in this country have always had issues. It seems it's a disgrace. He drove her up to Harlem, got out of the car, stood on the street corner for a few minutes. He said, look around here. What do you see? He says, and he told her, he didn't let her finish. Those people can never hide. You can. You're Jewish. Nobody has to know it. And she was a blonde. She could walk in, you know, in her neighborhood. They thought she was the Irish girl and her Irish friend was the Jewish girl. Half the people think I'm Jewish and Peter's the Irish guy. We go to places and they think he's Ryan and I'm Janowski. It's the truth. We went to the Tivoli or wherever the place is up in the Borscht Belt to do a program years ago. They thought I was the Jewish guy and that he is the Irish guy, which is fine. But anyway, that was so impacting to her because a black person walks in, he's a black person. African man or whatever you want to say, that we're not picking the word, but a Jewish person or you had said a German person, you walk down the block, they don't know if you're German, Irish, whatever you are. And it's terrible. It goes back to your skin shouldn't define you.
It's absurd. It's actually when you stop and think about it, it kind of like blows your mind that that's even like a thing. Like it's crazy how it could even happen.
You know,
but needless to say,
I think so much of that is how you were raised and grew up.
Oh,
you know, like I went to high school, Franklin K. Lane High School, which is on the border of Brooklyn and Queens. And we had a lot of black people in school back then in the 50s. And it never entered my head. I didn't get the big deal. You know?
Right.
And then when I went in the Navy, it was the same story. But I look back now in history, and in that era, in the 50s, there were all kinds of stuff going on that I was completely oblivious to because it didn't enter my head. You know, I'm in the Navy. I'm friends with people who were anything, whatever they were. You know,
if it was a nice person, you're friendly with them.
Yeah, and I never heard a word from my father or mother about prejudice against anybody. And I believe that had something to do with it.
That's where it started.
That had, I think that's really what goes down.
Yep.
You know, and how it is. Because I said that I was just having the same conversation with my friends. You know, it's like you think about, like, at what point does that, you know, and my friends who have kids and stuff, and it's just, it's so beautiful to see because, you know, they really have no awareness about it. And, like, you know, there was this video I saw of this little boy, his dad was showing him images, and, you know, it was a little black boy and a little white boy, and he's like, what do you see? He's like, two friends, you know, like having a good time, you know. And it was such a beautiful video. And then there was and the dad kept, like, trying to ask him questions, and the kid's like looking at him like, what? He's like, do you see anything different in these pictures? And he's like, the grass is longer in that picture, you know. Like, so it was like these little, and it was just, and that just shows you that, you know, you really come out, you know, not until everything just starts, you know, piling on you, you know, whether it's how you're raised or what society you're in. So I don't know, guys. I wish I had the answer to solve this and make the world better, because it's just, it's really upsetting. Like, this week really was a rough week for me. Like, all jokes aside, like, it was just too heavy. Like, everything was just, like, a lot. So I'm happy to be on this show and talking about the good things that we can control, which is what is in North Hempstead and our programming for this, because next week we have another fabulous show. We have on our fabulous Dr. Susan Lidner, which is going to be very timely, is going to be talking about mental health during this whole pandemic. You know, that's what I was thinking the other day. And when Eric was just talking, it's great because we've really kind of showed all different aspects of this whole pandemic, whether it's, like, you know, things to protect you medically from the whole thing, you know, obviously this financial component, which is huge, and your mental health in this, because I think they all really are equally play an important part. And, you know, when Eric, it really struck me when he said, you know, people just keep saying I'm not being sensitive to the medical component of this. He's like, but, like, I am, but there also has to be some kind of balance. You know, and we have to, because I say this all the time to my husband, who's definitely more, you know, nervous about the current situation and kind of going forward. And I was saying to him, like, you know, but you have to little by little take these baby steps to come back to a normal society. You know, like, it's all, well, it's like, it's just not feasible. I mean, I know for myself, it's just not to be doing this for an extended period of time. So I think it's great. I'm really proud that we're able to do that on this show. So next week, I think Dr. Susan Lindner will be fabulous. And then we have on the following week, Madeline Singus, who is the district attorney of Nassau County. And then also on that show, we have John Wighouse, who's the president of the Nassau County Detectives Association. So we have, like, a whole variety of shows. I think that should be a really good one. So I encourage people to stay tuned. You could hear old episodes on our website. Hopefully, coming up soon, you'll be able to see it on North Hempstead TV. So, of course, when that happens, we'll be able to give you some information on that. And it's great because, like I said, these are not even just senior-related topics or issues. It's really community-based. So I think anyone could really enjoy learning about
it. If you happen to be driving around in your car and you use your smartphone, you can go to the Town of North Hempstead website and you can play shows while you're driving to Pennsylvania or wherever, like an audio book.
Yeah, absolutely. Really? That's my favorite time. That's like, yeah, because it's just essentially like you're listening to a radio app on your phone. You know, you could just click on the link and play.
That's right.
I love it.
Right. Okay.
Because that's my favorite way of doing it too, because that's what I do all the time. Even though I have to, like, get back. I said, I'm going to need to take, like, another road test after this pandemic because I haven't drove anywhere since March, like 13th. Anytime I go anywhere, I'm with Jay and he's driving. So I was like, babe, I think I'm gonna have to, like, practice driving. I'm, like, nervous. I feel like a teenager again. I'm, like, scared to drive. So wish me luck.
That's an interesting topic too, by the way. Most of us are driving like 0 miles.
Yeah, and no joke. I haven't driven since March 16th was the last time I drove a car.
Wow.
Yeah, and because I've been walking everywhere, frankly, or Jay drives me. So I'm just But I've been saving on gas, so that's a super awesome perk.
Steph and I have two leased cars that we leased like a month apart. Yeah. I do more driving than her. So in the beginning of this year, I said, let's switch them. The exact same car. Mine is gray and hers is black. Otherwise, they're identical, Santa Fe's. So I said, we should switch them and let me put mileage on your car so we don't wind up paying a penalty on one and giving one back. Well, now we switched them. So I'm using hers to put the mileage on it. And the other one's just sitting in the driveway. She goes no place.
So, I know. This it's is a crazy one.
March, April, May. Oh, we're in June, right? We're in June. So it's sitting there for 3 months. That's a lot, you know, it's 3,000-4,000 miles.
Yeah, it's crazy. So,
you know.
Anyway, but we have really exciting stuff going on at Project Independence and throughout the town. We're really been trying to kind of branch out to other additional virtual programming. So we're taking steps, which is hopefully in June, we're going to have the World in Motion current events group, which is facilitated by one of our Project Independence volunteers, Martha Cohen. So she's going to do that via Zoom, which is exciting. And then we're going to offer a technology for the Terrified class, which everyone knows. It's the fabulous Barbara Melman, who is our technology guru, is going to offer these Zoom classes. And I think the first one's going to be on how to use certain apps, which should be interesting. And what's great is that Barbara, in addition to that, has been providing Zoom training for seniors. So if you feel like you would like to participate in these Zoom programs, she will walk you through it. You just call 311 or 869-6311, and she will be able to kind of set you up to doing that. So I think that's great. I, you know, we had touched upon that last week. You know, me and Otto were saying, like, that's a really big positive that's came out of the situation, is that people who would never touch this technology world at all were kind of forced to if they wanted to partake in these things. So I think that's certainly something good. I would love to know, like, the number of people that, like, switched over to the technology side because of this. So that's exciting. We're going to have our social discussion group is going to begin meeting via Zoom. A men's group is going to be also meet via Zoom. And we might do, like, a women's group. And Fun Day Monday, which has been going on now for like over 35 years. It's crazy because this year, obviously, it's different. So they were trying to figure out ways to do that. So we are going to start doing different recordings for that to do virtual things. John and myself are going to do a walk down Memory Fun Day Monday Lane with council people, kind of talking about their favorite Fun Day Mondays, their childhood thing. So we're going to ask them the hard-hitting questions, me and John.
Christina. Love you.
Just going to break the news to John on air. but it's really great. So check it out and stay tuned for our next segment.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCW on org. We'll be right back.